This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. That was a cut from Bad Girl by Haram. She's one of the graduates of a new music accelerator program in Cincinnati. Music producer Kick Lee knows how hard it is to break into the industry. He's created the Cincinnati Music Accelerator to help local artists with the business side of music. And here to discuss the Cincinnati Music Accelerator are founder Kick Lee, business finance instructor Micah Dixon, and also press coach Jimmy Dollard. You can join us 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Kick, good to see you this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Micah, thank you for being here, and Jimmy, thank you for being here as well.
Thanks for having me.
Kick, talk about why you wanted to create this Cincinnati Music Accelerator. Where you saw the need for this?
Well, it actually all started from me opening my first recording studio back in 2015. And, you know, it was a good venture, started out, but it actually ended up not going so well as far as the space we had. Me and my business partner at the time pretty much, you know, invested a lot of money into it. And, you know, the building just ended up being bad. So it was stressful, took a break, and then we eventually were like, well, you know what? Where is my market? Where is my community? You know, how can I help them more in music? And trying to identify them, I created the Cincinnati, the Cincy Music Census. And through that data I gathered through the census ended up helping me build the Cincinnati Music Accelerator. And that came into play because I realized there was a huge need from that data with needing the knowledge and understanding how the music business works.
Right. You think a lot of artists, when they think, I want to be a musician someday, mm-hmm. I want to be a recording artist, do you think they really realize how tough a business that music can be?
I don't think they fully grasp the concept of how bad and how stressful it can be. You know, for me going through what I went through as a music producer, you know, working with artists, working with music brands, film brands, things like that, and just kind of having a lot of shady business and getting screwed over and things like that. It was kind of like, man, this sucks. But what is out there that could help me? And over that time, I realized there wasn't anything on a local scale that was out there for help. So I said, you know what, how about I take the initiative to do something to help our music arts community? And here I am now with the Cincinnati Music Accelerator, thanks to People's Liberty. So, I mean, I'm actually very excited. I've got a great team of folks. They're here today with me and out not here today. They're like wonderful group. I can't do this alone. And my success is due to the people around me.
And Kick, tell us, you went through the issues with the building. Mm-hmm. What were some of the other things that you experienced along the way?
So there was like an incident where at the time, for producers, we call them beat battles. It's when you pin one producer against another. We play a track and there's judges and there's a community that comes out and they judge which production piece was better than the other. And there was an opportunity in New York for me to go. That was when like Nicki Minaj and Drake and everybody was getting real big. They said, hey, you know, we can put you in front of them at this beat battle, grand stage. It was branded and packaged nicely. The contracts, the wording, everything looked so legit. It said, you just need to put down this deposit. So I put down a deposit of like, $500, because it was $1,000. It said, you know, here's, you know, put down 500. So I put down the 500. Mind you, a friend of mine was rushing me. I was crying because they said it's a deadline to make this deposit. So my buddy picked me up. He took me to the nearest CheckSmart. We use Western Union, sent the money. The guy's on the phone. He's telling me all the information. I'm excited. And after that, you know, I made the deposit. The guy kept in touch, but then eventually, you know, over time just disappeared. He just flat out disappeared. I still don't know where he is to this day.
And you still don't know where your money is either.
I still do not know.
Wow. Micah, it sounds like there are a lot of pitfalls that musicians have to be aware of getting into this.
Oh, absolutely. As a banker, I mean, that story makes me a little bit scared, right? Mm. And you having the rush to get the money. A lot of artists, you know, they just want to create. They don't want to think about the money piece of it. And so the beauty about this accelerator is that it helps them think through that and help them think about what are the hurdles that I could face? How do I overcome that? And have coaches that can help walk them through that. I think it's just a great thing.
Yeah.
And Jimmy, you're the press coach. One of the hurdles you face as a musician is having to deal with the media all
Correct.
The time. Tell us about your role.
So I was actually introduced to the program by talking to Kick a little bit earlier in the year, and he was telling me about how he was getting, you know, the wheels moving on this. So I kind of kept the ear to the pavement as far as that went, and when the program started up, I wanted to sit in on every class and actually just do some objective journalism on it, kind of cover how the program, you know, facilitated itself. So after a while, I started kind of getting really ingrained with the culture of it. And then Kick approached me saying, you know, we like the coverage that you did. It got some attention. How would you feel about coming in, teaching a class, you know, being a press coach? Because that's a huge part of being a musician, being in front of the mic like I am right now, or being in front of the camera. You got to be able to, you know, navigate your way, navigate your identity, navigate your brand, facilitate that message to people. And you've got to not like muddy it up with likes and ums. You got to understand what you say is being recorded, and anything you can say, kind of like the court of law, is going to be used against you. And a lot of people will speak before, you know, not thinking. And, you know, they might say something that they think is coming out of the warmness of their heart, but it can be misconstrued over the radio, over the TV, or anything like that.
Well, especially in this day and age with social media as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most certainly.
Oh, God, yes, social media.
Yeah, you have to be careful there. And I guess that's what these aspiring musicians have to learn, is that you have to be very cautious in your dealings with those things.
Very much so.
Yeah. Kick, so how big was that first class? How many students did you have?
So we were initially going to start out with 8, but we figured out, let's start small. Let's kind of use this as a pilot, get more of an understanding. So we started out with 5 students. And it ended up being amazing. You know, the students really bonded in a way that I was not expecting. They bonded in a way that I just couldn't believe. You know, they gravitated towards each other. If one was down, the other crew would come in and help lift them up. You know, it kind of helped a lot, too, that we had a course in our content writing, which is songwriting. And pretty much they had to write to a piece. They had 20 minutes to write a song or something to this pre-made production. And then they didn't realize they had to recite this in front of the class. They were all like, whoa, wait a minute. That's I don't want to do that. But it was them getting up, doing that, and realizing that they have some weaknesses, because I try to push it to where they identify their weaknesses. Once you can identify your weakness, it's easy for you to excel, because you've come to terms with the truth. You've come to terms with your abilities, more so, like I say, in weaknesses. And they took those and realized, wait, I'm not good at this, but my peer is. They're like, hey, you know what? My peer can help me do this. And then others, they just kind of started collaborating and working and engaging with each other, especially us as instructors. They really were gravitating towards us. So that was huge for me, and that was huge for all of us.
Now, do you have classes that are focused on adults and then classes that are aimed more at kids? Is that?
So right now we are focused more on adults. Okay. But in spring, we will be introducing our youth program, which is going to be huge, because a lot of parents have been coming out of the woodwork like, whoa, can you teach my kid this? Oh my goodness, what can we do to get my kid involved? I'm like, whoa, we're not there yet. But now that the demand has become high, I kind of just gave it, like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's try it. Let's put a pilot together, see how it goes. And it's been nice, because we had our youngest student, Adonia, she was 15, and she literally was like the groundwork. She let us know what we should be expecting, what we should think about, and what will the youth ask us. And she helped us with that. So that helped my decision of saying, let's do it.
And we've actually got some of her music. Rick, this is, I'm going out of order here, Rick. So it's Adonia's piece, which is Friend Zoned. She's only 15, kid?
She's only 15. And that's her and her band, which goes by the name Quiet Sounds of Qualia. I screwed that up the first time at the graduation.
You finally got it right.
You finally got it. Qualia. So, and I mean, like I say, that talent lives within our city. Like, that is amazing. Now, could you imagine monetizing that gift to where the youth, the adults are making profit off of what they do, to where they can feed their families? That helps our ecosystem on a so much broader scale. Like, it's amazing. And I see this every day, every day.
And this first class had five people in, but how many applications did you actually get? You got a lot more than that, didn't you?
Yes. Well, actually, so for the first group, it was actually handpicked by myself.
Okay.
Because, again, it was a pilot. So I said, okay, if I get these five individuals, they'll nail it. And they did. So because of that and through that, we've had over 90 plus applications, which now is now like 200 and something. And that's just for people trying to get in the program in general. That doesn't, you know, include the semester, the season.
What kind of musical backgrounds do these people have when they apply?
So we right now, we currently only accept music producers, recording artists and musicians. And we're now introducing as well DJs. And the reason we're incorporating that is because through our program, it's 6 week, one day a week for 2 hours. You have to make a piece of content, a song, something that we can showcase to the community to where they're like, wow, you know, us giving to you, this is what it's going to. Yes, this is what you're helping to build and create. And pretty much we're trying to empower the music arts community that your community cares about you. And this is how they care. So it's very exciting.
Micah, talk about what are the various business issues that you discuss in the program?
So there's budgeting, of course. There's taxes.
Nobody likes that one.
Nobody likes. I mean, like, granted, this is the boring stuff, but I deal with small businesses constantly, and this is stuff that even they have to get right. So bringing that to artists was important. So budgeting, taxes, insurance, how to have a profit. I mean, a lot of people don't even look at. They just say, okay, what's in my bank account? They don't say, am I going to make a profit at the end of the year? And, you know, my goal is to end starving artists. And so we wanted to get a framework and teach them a framework to help eliminate that.
Yes.
End starving artists. That's an ambitious goal to have, Micah.
It is.
Yeah. Kick, I think that's a problem. A lot of artists, they get into they start producing music and they say, I'm not making a living off of this.
Yeah. And it's not even more so that. It's like myself, an example. I started making profit off of my content, licensing it to artists, TV show, films, commercials, you know, radio stations. And it was kind of like, now what do I do with this money? Where should I actually be putting it? How many accounts should I open up? Do I need to have a savings? And because I didn't have that knowledge, the access to that knowledge, I splurged. I wasted it. Now, no, but back then, yes. I was like, oh, my goodness. So I think back and like, wow, what if I would have saved all that money, if I would have known how to do that, where would I be now? How much more could I have been doing with what I've made? So, yeah, here we are now.
Yeah, I guess part of it, too, is people probably want to know, who can I trust and who shouldn't I trust, too, is another issue that comes up.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Legal aspects come up a lot in the course?
So we do have a legal course. Mm-hmm. I don't teach that just because I'm not a lawyer. That wouldn't be appropriate. But yeah, we do teach legal issues as well.
Oh, yeah. We teach that. We teach the marketing and branding. Like I say, the content songwriting. We really help with the self-discovery. Like, that's the first class. Who are you? Okay, how do we take who you are and translate that into a brand, a message that is you but gets across to your fan base and attracts a new fan base to where people are like, whoa, I'll need to support that. Anytime a song drops, I need to buy it. An album drops, I got to get it. I got to promote it. And I got to put it out there because every day I see, like, online, you know, there's artists in Atlanta who come out that are big and the whole city starts to promote it. Has nothing to do with anything that happened to be in that project, but supported them. So I want to create that. I want people to see Cincinnati as Cincinnati. I don't want to be Nashville. I don't want to be LA. I don't want to be Chicago. I want to be Cincinnati. I want to do it the Cincinnati way. But what is that way? That's what we're here to find out.
Yeah. Jimmy, what do you think of the musical talent in this city?
Well, see, that was one of the things entering into the program that I was just a little bit skeptical about. I was like, does Kick actually have like a good eye for talent? And I mean, that was a wholly unnecessary question to have in my head going into it, because especially after the graduation night, I was blown away. It wasn't something that became apparent until I started sitting down with the students in the studio as they were recording their singles. But I mean, even Adanya, like the song we just heard, that could be off a Weather Report CD. Mm-hmm. Like, it was very good jazz. It was, you know, top-notch talent. And that was something that I was very interested in, you know, actually kind of surprised to figure out that these people were actually, you know, top caliber as far as recording artists and live artists go.
Yeah. Yes. Michael, what do you think it says about the talent level that we have in this city?
I was blown away, too. I mean, I'm a consumer of music. I'm not musically talented at all. But the people who were going through that, I was like, where do these people come from? Mm-hmm. I've never heard this. I didn't know this was here. So I was just absolutely blown away, especially as a fan and consumer. It was a treat to be in a room with those talented individuals every week.
It was very exciting. And it felt so good to me, not only because, you know, it was a great turnout. I did it where I started, at Elements. Elements is where I started. You know, the Elements is why I am Kick Lee.
And for those who might not know what Elements is,
Elements is a youth hip hop art center located downtown. Their mission is to engage inner city youth, get them involved in dance, you know, recording arts, music production, you know, graffiti arts, calligraphy, DJing. That's huge. Like, and all this is in that center for one small fee a year. I think it's about, if I'm correct, about $15. You know, it kind of changes a little bit because they try to make it affordable. You don't even have to pay it up front. You just pay $1 per visit. That's it. And your first time's free. So I really like to thank Elements for helping me, molding me, and pushing me to want to do more. So I owe a lot to them.
I'd like to play another piece. This one was done by Aprina.
Yes.
Called Eternal Love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell us about that. That's good.
So that song actually is about 2 years old. Me and Aprina, and she'll advocate for me as to the moon and back. there she is. So that's hilarious. So
she's outside her window.
We've
right
been
now.
Working together for ages. I mean, I can't even count the number of years we've been friends and we've worked together. You know. And she started getting more involved and like, I really want to do music. I really want to do this. I can't give this up. It's like a God-given gift and it'd be a shame to waste it. So I said, well, let's start working on some music together. And we created that song. And Aprina's always been about empowering, inspiring. She's about being happy. None of her music like contains any kind of negative message at all. It's all about being empowered, doing you, being who you are, loving yourself, eternal love. Universally, eternal love. Love everything. Love the wall. Love yourself. Love your shoes. Love life. And we created that song, Eternal Love.
That rubs off on you, too.
Yeah. And it's interesting. And, you know, like Haram's song we played earlier and Aprina's, I've produced those songs. So it's like, it made me feel good to hear the final product and be like, whoa, this is amazing. So, and it's right here home.
So, funny story about that. My brother actually worked on one of her music videos a couple years ago. And then I saw Aprina, and I was like, wait a minute. My brother worked on a music video for you. She's like, yeah. And so obviously, this was meant to be.
Yeah.
This was meant to be.
She's actually has one of the most, I would actually say, usually I'm kind of rare, skeptical, even if I work with you. But she has the best music video in the city because it's a cartoon. Mm-hmm. It's literally animation. It's a video animated. And if I'm correct, that was done by Cincinnati State. They said, hey, we want to work with you. Don't worry about the cost. We don't even care. We just want to help you because you're amazing. Your energy is enlightening. And that's the kind of energy we need here and on our campus.
So what's next for this program?
So we're actually about to go into our next group. This time it'll actually be six because there was a lot of pairing opportunities that we couldn't do because odd numbers. So now we're going to do that. That starts November 8th. And it's pretty much like it's going to be very exciting. We've got some great students. We actually have a DJ and a producer who is actually a finger drummer. It's my mentee. So he uses the MP machine and pretty much plays with his fingers, but it's amazing. You would think he was DJing. But he's not. He's playing samples and different instruments and stuff. So that'll be coming in. And then, like I said, we're going to skip winter, go straight to spring, and then activate again.
You want to see this go national?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Micah, Kick, and Jimmy, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Cincinnati Music Accelerator founder Kick Lee, business finance instructor Micah Dixon, and Jimmy Dollard, who's the press coach. And you'll find a link to more information about the Cincinnati Music Accelerator at WVXU.org. On Thursday, we're going to have the candidates for Cincinnati Mayor, Yvette Simpson and John Cranley on the show, and we won't be taking calls during that show, but you can email a question ahead of time for the candidates. Email that to talk@wvxu.org. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. You can find archives of our programs at WVXU.org. Pete Reitmeier was the producer for today's show. Selena Reeder was the assistant producer. Rick Andrus was the technical director. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now, coming up next on 91.7 WVXU.